It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 22, 2014. Today, with unabashed nostalgia, we recall a beloved institution associated with the summers of our childhood, the circus. The two great names in American circus history are, of course, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. And on this date in 1907, the Ringlings bought out the Barnum and Bailey operation to create the greatest show on earth. This circus phenomenon began 150 years ago when James Anthony Bailey and James E. Cooper formed the Cooper and Bailey Circus, and their chief competitor was master showman P.T. Barnum, who went into partnership with two other circus owners in 1875. Dan Costello and William Cameron Coop had created a small circus in Wisconsin. With Barnum's name recognition and financial backing, they reorganized as P.T. Barnum's Great Traveling Museum, Menageries, Caravan, and Hippodrome. At the same time, the Cooper and Bailey Circus was doing well, relying on the drawing power of their main attraction, Columbia, the first baby elephant born in the United States. Not to be outdone, Barnum attempted to buy the elephant, and after several months of haggling, Barnum and Bailey agreed to combine their shows in 1881. After Barnum's death, Bailey bought out his widow and toured the eastern United States and the European continent. Meanwhile, in 1882, the Ringling Brothers had started a small circus of their own. Similar to dozens of others that toured the Midwest and the Northeast at the same time, the brothers took their circus from town to town in small animal-drawn caravans. Soon they were able to move by train, becoming the largest traveling amusement enterprise of the time. Bailey's European tour gave the Ringlings an opportunity to reroute their show from the Midwest to the eastern seaboard. Faced with a new competition, Bailey took his attraction west of the Rocky Mountains for the first time in 1905. He died the next year, and the circus was sold to the Ringling Brothers shortly afterward. The two circuses ran separately until they merged under one name in 1919. The operation flourished in the 1920s as the entire country was caught up in the reckless extravagance of the decade. The circus suffered during the Great Depression, but managed to stay afloat. Realizing its value to national morale, President Roosevelt granted it a special dispensation to use the railroads to operate in 1942 in spite of wartime travel restrictions. A disastrous fire under the Big Top in Hartford, Connecticut in 1944, in which more than 150 people were killed, led to lawsuits and prison terms for criminal negligence for several circus executives. Ringling Brothers management set aside all profits for the next 10 years to pay the claims filed against the show by the city of Hartford and the survivors of the fire. After the war, the public's craving for entertainment was satisfied by television and the movies, and interest in the circus waned. The greatest show on earth folded its big tents and began using sports arenas and other large venues with fixed seating beginning in 1957. The great circus still survives after a fashion, but its former grandeur is lost in the world of memory. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 22, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.